On yesterday's Wake Up and Level Up, I taught you exactly my go-to tool that I use to uncover some of the most hard-to-get email addresses from people that are CEOs, presidents, VPs, and others so that I can get my idea in front of them. I gave you the jewels. You got to go back and listen to yesterday's episode. Today, I'm talking about what you need to put in that email. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. All right, so now I taught you the tactic on how to get the email address. Now you don't want to bumble the email. So there's three important points on any email that you're sending to someone you do not know. Number one, the subject line. Subject line should have no more than 10 words in it. Sweet spot would be great 6 to 7 words. These are words that will get their attention, so use your best credibility. When I do a subject line, I'm usually trying to throw in things like the Emmy Award or the Today Show, things that heighten the level of validation and expertise or credibility. So whatever that is for you, think about what's the shortest way you can present that in a subject line. Then go to emailsubjectlinegrader.com. This is where you can actually get your subject line graded. You type it in, what you intend to put in your email. It'll give you a score and it'll tell you you're going over on your character count, or you could use a few more words, or you have a great mixture and balance of the action words. And so it gives you a chance to really test out some great subject lines for you. Number two, now you're into the body of the email. In the body of the email, you have to remember to keep it brief. More than likely, this email will be seen on a mobile device. If you're typing it on your desktop, then definitely be mindful that this is short and sweet. So here's what my format kind of looks like when I type a message up. I'll get right into it with saying hello to that person and my title. And then I'll stop. No paragraphs, no long sentences, nothing like that. I'll go right into bullet points with a headline. So I'll do something like credibility in bold, maybe even in caps. And then under the word credibility that it's bolded, I'll put in 3 or 4 bullet points of my credibility. Why you should continue listening. Who is this guy? What validates you for me to want to continue reading? Then I'll put in my 3 asks. Okay. Or if you have a little bit of context, sometimes you want to put in, here's what I'm emailing you about, blah, 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 and keep that short. Basically one paragraph for that, and then go right into my 3 asks. I'll put this on my Instagram feed at Mario Armstrong. I'll show you exactly what my email template looks like so that you can kind of mimic that and tweak it the way you need it. The point is to be very succinct because it's going to be seen on mobile, and succinct because they don't have a lot of time. Point number 3, you have to be very specific in your ask. That's why I do the my 3 ask formula. The my 3 ask formula is, and go back into earlier episodes to hear this in detail, but essentially you're asking for, the first question is something very easy for them to be able to do. It has to be specific. The second thing could be a little bit more work on their part. And then the third ask is maybe your dream ask, which you would really ultimately love to have happen. The point is, make them very specific. Recently, someone reached out to me. Could I have your number so I could talk to you a little bit about my passion? No, you can't just have my number to talk to me a little bit about your passion. That is not specific enough. Of course, I'm going to talk to this person, right? Because I'm just a good human being. But what I'm saying to you is, that's not the approach. The approach is, can I have 6 minutes of your time to talk about X, Y, Z as it relates to my passion and this particular problem that I'm facing? We want to help. But people that are busy, people that are on the move, people that are making things happen, need you to be very specific. And keep in mind, you don't need to close the deal in this one email. You just need to start the relationship. Now go back and listen to this again, maybe a little bit slower without all my hype passion. I just want you to win and be successful, and I'm giving you the tools and the processes to do it. So now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.